Welcome to the Unofficial Controller Podcast, your weekly gaming podcast. I'm a bit confused, but I think it's episode 213. We're labelling this one Easter Fun, with me, George, this week joined by Bobby and RGT. They're Easter eggs to my dog's eggs. How's it going, men?
Very well, great. Thank you. Dog's eggs.
Are you all gorged? Just so we can break the fourth wall for the listeners, we're recording this on Easter Monday. I feel a little bit sick. I've ate way too much chocolate, lamb. Leg of lamb, various roasted vegetables, potatoes, all that sort of parsnips, that sort of stuff. What's the most interesting food product you've eaten in the last 24 hours? RGT first go.
Funnily enough, I haven't actually ate any chocolate.
Wow.
But we were around mummy RGTs and daddy RGTs for dinner, which was massive. I mean, mummy RGT done the full works. I'm talking Yorkshire pudding, roast potatoes, mashed potatoes, cabbage, pigs in blankets, sausages, pork, chicken, gravy.
Damn.
Oh, the full cauliflower cheese, everything, gravy. And then she also made a massive cheesecake for afters. So by the time I managed to waddle out of the dining room, there wasn't a lot of room for chocolate after that.
Do you do your puddings at the table or do you break, eat them in the lounge?
Well, we had the main, and then the washing up nearing was done. We had a bit of chat, glass of bubbly, and then we went into the cheesecake and hit the cheesecake hard.
Yeah, well, that's one of the way to hit it, you know?
Bobby, yeah, what's the most amazing food item you've had pass across your tongue in the last 24 hours?
Well, the sad thing is I'm on his diet because of surgery. Uh-huh. So I didn't really have much, but my aunt made a pernil, which is like a Dominican. That? It's a Dominican style roast pork, which is super soft.
What did you call it again?
Pernil. It's delicious.
It sounds like a growth you'd get on your lower intestines.
Yeah, I mean, you could if you have too much of it,
right?
You know, but it's delicious. I don't know how you guys can make it over there. You have the ingredients, you know? It's delicious. It's just not the typical ham.
So what do we need? Pig?
Yep. Definitely need that.
What else do we need?
The seasonings in it. I'm not exactly sure of the I never actually made one myself. I just always go to someone's house and eat it. But it's very juicy. It's good. And then we made the yams with the marshmallow on top,
nice.
Roasted marshmallow. She made like a rice and beans, which is, you know, typical. What else do we have? She made pico de gallo to put with the pernil. You could put it in there. And then she just made a very small amount of regular mashed potatoes, because the only thing I could eat was penny vodka. Because I can't have anything, you know, too hard to eat. So that's all I had was the penny vodka.
Vodka?
Yeah, penny vodka and a vodka sauce. And it was soft enough that I could chew it. But I asked my sister to describe the pernil to me when she was eating it. Because I was kept looking at it because it smelled so delicious. And I had a little bit of the yam, but I couldn't do none of the marshmallow. So
what would happen if you liquidized some of this pernil? And all the other items with a bit of gravy and you drink.
But what you could do is you save the juice of the pernil and you could put it on something. You can make a Cuban sandwich with this as well. Not a classic Cuban, but you can make your own Cuban with it. You can, you know, do your own thing.
What's a Cuban sandwich? Does it look like a shoe?
It's, you know, they use a flatbread. There's a bit of pork in there. I know there's Swiss cheese. And I'm sure there's something else I'm missing. But you toast the bread, so it's crunchy. It's a crunchy sandwich. It's delicious.
What do you make of a crusty sandwich? Because when I go to Subway's, always want to toast my bread, and I want my bread soft.
Here's the problem. Bread is the key ingredient to any sandwich, right? If you have a bad bread, you're done. I don't care what you put in there.
So the bread is an unsung hero of the sandwich.
It is.
Though.
It is. The bread is key, right? You want a nice, soft-baked bread out the oven. You don't got to toast it. I'm going to toast nothing. But certain sandwiches, you toast the whole sandwich. It's just the effect of the sandwich. Mm-hmm. And if you have a good bread, you'll have a good toast. Mm-hmm. All right? Don't toast bread that's old. It's just not the same. Don't over toast it. You just want a little bit of crunch. Like a pizza, when you fold a pizza in half and you don't hear that crunch, take that pizza, open the window, throw that out.
A pizza shouldn't be crunchy.
Has to be crunchy, bro. Has to be. So sometimes you need a bit of a crunch. Annoys me.
Crunch.
Yeah, nice, thin, perfect cheese crunch ratio with the tomato sauce. Another thing that aggravates me is when people toast a bagel. Why are you doing that? The bagels come out fresh from the oven. You put a little bit of whatever you want on it and you enjoy it. I've seen people scoop out a bagel and toast it. Why don't you just have chips at this point? You know? You ruined the bagel.
I don't like bagels.
What the hell?
Yeah, I can't stand bagels. I don't like the flavor of them.
What is it? You don't trust them?
Really? What do you put on it?
I don't eat bagels at all. I just don't like the flavor of them.
You ever came to New York, had a bagel?
No. I'm talking only, we've only ever had the packeted one, so it's probably completely different. But
what chocolate do you eat in America? Hershey's, or are you into something else? Because
real people don't eat Hershey's. That's all we have in America.
Who are eating those?
Americans.
Are they?
They don't know what real chocolate is. If you haven't been to Europe and you ain't having no German chocolate, or something like that, or dark chocolate. We don't do dark chocolate here. That's the biggest problem. Everything's milk chocolate. Because we like everything sweet.
Well, you do dark chocolate over there.
Yeah, we do, but it's not as popular as milk chocolate, bro. Milk chocolate on everything. I mean, dark chocolate is it's a different taste of a chocolate. People are not totally used to that kind of chocolate. So we just have Hershey's. But when you start getting that expensive chocolate from these other places, these European countries bringing their chocolate.
Like a Whisper Gold.
God. Forget about it. It's amazing. Yeah, I don't know what that is. That sounds good though. I'd munch on that, you know? What else? There's another chocolate over here. That's a German.
RGT, would you munch on a walnut whip?
I have done many a times. I love a walnut whip. Delicately take the walnut off first, gently nibble on it.
Like tying a knot in cotton with your tongue.
Yeah, get the old walnut off and then.
I don't know if I can afford to edit that out, but God knows I really ought to find the money from somewhere, because on air we now have your tongue doing tongue gymnastics.
On whipping on some almonds.
Yeah, just showing you how.
Walnut.
Yeah. So
don't make that noise again.
I still love the part where Bobby was talking about these fine European chocolates and you come out with Whisper Gold. I think he was thinking slightly more quality.
Like, yes, had one. When was the last time you had a Whisper Gold?
I never even heard of it until now.
That must be what it tastes like to chew on royalty.
I think Whisper Gold I had was when I went up to Farmington. I saw you. I think I had a Whisper Gold there because you had Gold.
There's this place on Fifth Avenue. It's called La Maison du Chocolat. It's French. Nah, bro. This is hand-rolled chocolate. They bring it in from
South
France.
America?
From France.
Oh.
It's expensive. Super. A four little box of chocolate is about the size of your thumb. Four little pieces. It's about like $40.
Whoa.
I'll tell you what, you want some chocolate, man. You got to go there if you have, you know, if you could spare it. If you can't, If I can't get the proper chocolate, the only thing I will do, and I will destroy a bag of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, don't. Oh, best thing ever.
Those are my favorite things best in the world, bro. With a little bit, with a little glass butter. Of milk.
Ooh.
Bro.
Oh. Oh, my God.
It's delicious, dude.
Oh, I love peanut butter cups.
Reese's peanut butter cup?
Oh,
don't. Bro. Devil, man.
Don't.
Forget about that other chocolate. That's where it's at.
Sound off. So, Bobby, you didn't get an Easter egg this year?
No. No.
RGT, did you get an Easter? I see you as like a Lindor kind of guy.
No, I didn't get an Easter egg. No Easter eggs. I don't, to be fair, I don't eat a lot of chocolate, but I need to be triggered. And Bobby's triggered me with peanut butter cups. So mm-hmm.
Well, he is the UCP versions. He is the UCP version of the Easter Bunny. We call him Easter Bobby. Slapped out a solo show yesterday, depending on when you're listening to this, but the episode that precedes this, make sure you all go and download it immediately. If you don't go and download it immediately off the back of this plea, you're officially dead to me.
Wow.
It's true. So Easter treat. We don't just give you one episode of the UCP, we give you two. Mm-hmm. The plea, the heartfelt plea, and I don't think I've ever put anything more heartfelt together in my life, as nor did Bobby. RGT, you maybe could have tried a bit harder. But we put out a plea to the Americans. Shows you what sort of country they are. They didn't turn up, did they?
Mm-mm.
When was the last time Europe, for want of a better word, put out a plea and they waited, what, 4 years to turn up? I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah.
They're normally there right by your side. Whenever they need help, you know, gets a bit dusty down in the desert somewhere, say, soon up, we rock with a cup of tea. The UCP needs people in the Discord. Nothing.
We have got
even
a few
Canada showed up.
We've got Canada
showed up.
Canada. Our brothers. They turned up. Apparently, we've had some complaints, RGT, and seeing as you're head of complaints and customer complaint resolution department, that sounds pretty good. Mumsy, write that down.
Mm-hmm. I think
we could maybe add it to his title.
I was going to say, my title is just ridiculous now.
You wanted the biggest name badge in the business.
He became,
you've got the biggest name badge in the business.
The Daenerys Targaryen of the UPC.
Yeah. The only name I haven't got, or title I haven't got, is cleaner, because that's yours, George. But I've got everything else.
I think you'll find that when you first started, cleaner wasn't enough. So you've got hygiene supervisor. So you have got that on your list.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I could be a hygiene supervisor.
Well, let me tell you, that's one element of the job that you're failing at, because I found a quarter of Whisper Gold in mold down the back of the sofa.
Right.
And I...
Oh, behind the lounge couch?
So then do I have to punish the cleaner? It is you. So you're going to be...
Hang on, when did I become the cleaner?
Well, I'm the hygiene supervisor, and I always said to you,
so you're supervising the hygiene.
I said I always keep you on with a job, which is the cleaner. So I'm now supervising you, and you've done a bad job. So I'll see you in the office tomorrow morning. So
I like the way we've done this, because I was the heel. Now we need to flip it back to me being the face. We do this by me being bullied by you.
It's not bullied. I'm just sometimes... No. As an
I think
employer,
the problem
you
is
need to put your foot down.
When you throw the piece of chocolate into the trash can, it actually goes around the rim. It goes behind the couch. This is an issue that's been happening.
Yeah, because to be fair, I've got RGT smearing chocolate around the rim a couple of times.
I think I have a solution for that.
Okay, what is it?
We take a little cardboard. We tape it around the trash can, and then make a little rim, and just guaranteed hit the cardboard into the ding and. Whisper Gold becomes Whisper Bronze real quick, you know? You got to get it in that trash can.
Are you suggesting to me, Bobby, you're against rimming, or are you, because you're trying to...
I'm against rimming.
Okay.
It's just not something you should do. You should go clean in.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
You know?
RGT? What?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you applaud his inventiveness with this rim protector, or are you all about rimming?
I think you have to be, sometimes rims can be delicate, so you do need a bit of a guard around them. So if you're throwing that chocolate about, you just make sure it goes in the guard. So, I think a rim guard is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rims come all shapes and sizes too, so you have to make sure that it's protected, you know?
To be honest... Looking at it from a purely sporting position.
Sorry, yes.
Does it not build excitement and anticipation? Let's say last few seconds of a match, boom, you go there,
mm-hmm.
you rim it.
Yeah.
Does that not build excitement? Or are you saying
whether it
me,
goes clean in or hits the rim?
Sometimes if it goes around the rim, the excitement builds because you think, is it going in or not?
Well, that's my thought. That's my thought.
So if you
but it still has to go in eventually.
Yes, eventually. If it drops, yes.
If it goes around the rim and shoots back off, what's the point, bro?
Yeah, but sometimes a better shot rather than just going in clear. Yeah, but then you get sometimes better going in rimming it.
But then you get the rebound and you can go maybe back in there.
Yeah, but then it's like, is it as exciting as before? Mm.
Yeah, I like that first time shot.
Yeah, who wants that rebound action?
That going in, going in. Yes, that's in. Rimmed it. Yeah. Anywho, we've got new people in the Discord.
Yeah, I don't know how we got onto the subject of you being into rimming like that, but one thing that we are... Oh, and by the way, people on the Discord thanking me for paying the money for editing you out so you didn't sound like a Monday sort of Baden Powell.
We're not doing this again, are we?
They're just saying they're grateful for the editing that took
15
place.
15 DM complaints I had last week.
Good.
Yeah, 15.
Maybe you'll clean your act up a little bit.
Well, this was going to be, apparently, I was going to get cancelled. So this is my last chance, but you just completely killed that. So
Mumsy says she's got a phone call. Mumsy says she's had a phone call for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who was that then?
Apparently some rim guard company wants you to sponsor them.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
T-shirt idea or?
Yeah. Yeah, I can have one with,
above the rim.
No. Yeah.
Well, rim guard Thomas. I can see it now. Name change. Up on the sign.
Yeah, rim guard Thomas.
RGT.
And Boba, please don't do that in the Discord. Please don't change it. I really don't want to have a welcome a new person into the Discord and he gets welcomed in by Rimguard Thomas. They'll be straight back out.
If he's got the power to do it, because I don't think I've got the power.
Why do you think I'm called Retro Geezer Thomas?
Yeah, well,
this is why we have Boba as our guru of the Discord, because he holds it together.
He, to give him his full title, he's community...
Mm.
Yeah, what is it? Community director of community.
Yeah, can we community promote director. Him so he doesn't change my name? Can we just promote him? Please don't do that, Boba. When you're listening, please don't. Thank you.
Those begs just make it. Yeah. If it were me,
he's,
I'd
listen
be like,
right now. Whoa. As far as I'm concerned, he's the president of communication.
He is to me.
For the CEO,
I think he's awesome.
Right there.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Discord Master Chief. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's
Boba 117.
Yeah, without him, there's no chats.
No.
The whole sort of foundation of the show would sort of... Anyway, I don't know how we got to here.
But yes.
What I was going to say is, apparently people are missing the whole new
Listener.
Bobby's missed it more than the rest of us, seemingly. So why don't you read out some names, and I shall serve up what really should be a soundbite on a more professional show, but because we like to do things live and in the zoo format, I'll do it different and each every time.
Oh, what are you going to do? We're going to read them out and you're going to do the claps, are you?
Well, I don't know. You sound bored of that. Do we not do that?
No, that's right. Well, I can say that we have had, this is the person all the way from Canada. We have Legally Insane Gamer has joined the Discord.
Legally Insane?
Insane. Mm-hmm. All right.
What if he was illegally insane?
Then we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
New
listener.
We have had...
Wow, this is going to go slow.
Mitchell Joiners
or Mitchell Joiners? Is it like a carpentry company from Dagenham somewhere?
No, it is Mitchell has joined us.
Oh, Mitchell.
New
listener.
We have Lyndon in brackets Game Shark.
New listener.
We have Gib 84.
Was he born in 84? Sorry, Gibbs, I don't assume anything anymore.
His cousin Gib was born in 80.
New listener.
And then we have the legendary who won this month's, jumped into Discord, won this month's challenge, accepted, is Blonde Logic Gaiman, come in and smashed it, took Ginger's title off him. Now that challenge accepted was
came
the best
in the
one
door. No, didn't come in the door. Kicked the door clean off wearing an NWO shirt.
He breached the door. She breached it.
Breached it.
She breached it.
Yeah. She breached the door. Boom. In. Ginge. Yep. Spray painted BLG on him.
Yep.
Right. I don't know what she did to him. Probably.
She gave him the Stone Cold Stunner.
Stunned him. Perfect. Came in, Ginger's holding the title up, thinks it's his, tap on the shoulder, spins round, kick to the midsection, he bends over, she rotates 180, clutches his chin into her shoulder, boosh, he recoils.
Yeah.
I tell you who's there, why am I in a cupboard again? Hang on, my main man's in here. Did you among three, you're both watching from the cupboard. It's all kicking off in the ring. Boom, Ginge, Stunner, boom. What do you reckon to that? He's loving it. Challenge accepted. Biggest sporting event and platform on planet Earth right now. And the new sticker. You seen what Mrs. Digital Monkey made?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's so nice.
They're brilliant.
That's dope. It's unique because it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
Just one like Highlander.
Very good.
They're the sort of stickers. Yeah.
It makes you want to get it. Yeah. Mm. It makes you want to do it.
It does. Mm.
So, yeah, and, well done, Blonde Logic Gaming. You've done so well.
That kind of, historic build-up between these two, I think now, this sort
gonna
of
be
shape
a rival
of the
now.
League. There's going to be a rivalry. Which
the Blonde versus the Redheads.
Yeah.
You know what team I'm on.
Which team?
I'm redheaded, so, you know.
Oh, I didn't know whether you,
Team Redhead.
Yeah, right.
There's only two of us in the whole Discord, by the way. And among us, among these two gentlemen, me and Ginge, over 800 platinums achieved.
That's ridiculous.
That's...
What Discord has that many people with that many platinums?
But
Discord has two people with that many platinums?
Yes. Anyway, I don't know where did we get to. Oh, new listener, Blonde Logic, new
new listener.
We've got Rampage Talk.
New
Rampage Talk, new
listener.
They've been quite involved in the Discord.
Yeah, he's
the
one.
Yeah,
he's great.
He's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And also, Bald Border got in Alex into the Discord.
New
dog or cat?
Sorry.
Look at Alex's name.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a cat or a dog?
I think it's a dog.
Alex is a dog or?
No, but I think the picture next to Alex's name is a dog.
new listener.
So also, as you all know, we're running a competition for a £50 voucher for the most new listeners. So the league, as it is, stands at Scott Marathon Gaiman has got 4 new people in. So he's in first place. Second place is Rampage Tolk, who's got 2. He's joined himself.
He's just turned up.
Yeah.
That son of a gun just turned up.
Turned up.
Oh, pulled me mic wire out. Got that excited. He's stunned Blonde Logic Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Then turned around and stunned me.
Mm. And then we've got third place, Bald Border. We've won. So if you want to have that chance, I mean, Scott's getting away with this. It's now on to 4.
You can
I know for a fact that Scott's got more lined up. So
yeah.
You need to get up your game now.
Scotty's running around doing an RKO on everybody.
Mm.
You could be Pete Brocklehurst, turn up tomorrow, rock up, and have 10 new people in 24 hours and walk off clean with the 50 bucks hanging out your back, Bernie.
Yeah. We got more people, or that's it?
That's
it for this week. So
now, question for you, because it's
I
Easter
got a text
fun,
message.
And we've brought out, you've had a text message.
Yeah. We got another new listener. Live on air. Live on air. New listener coming up. That is Little Soldier coming up.
New Soldier.
Listener. Yep.
New
listener.
That is coming Little Soldier.
Up. Yeah. And it's in quotations. Worst British accent. So I assumed that's how you would say it. That is Little Soldier. Just like that. That's how I would do it, you know.
Don't come wafting that round here. Right. Not now.
Hold it together. Come on.
So it's a fun episode. I'm sure they might work this out by now. Maybe we ramble on this long before we talk about video games normally. But people have come, they want a little bit like, oh, imagine this was someone's... I always used to say this back in the OG run with OG Tom. Imagine this was someone's first episode. What was their takeaway from this? It's like, oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? Great. It's a history with a lot. It's a podcast with a long and luxurious history.
Hmm.
This is the most lore of any podcast out there, for sure.
Hmm. Mm. And I've had people reach out to us and say that we are deemed as a conspiracy on the internet. Apparently, we're not real, possibly AI. Look at the album artwork. Lots of other people commenting in that the lore doesn't add up, doesn't stack up.
We even had vampires on the show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did.
I mean, who's doing that? Nobody.
No. How many people haven't heard an episode going, what?
Yeah.
Had a vampire.
Was I even in that episode?
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
We yes, it was the best, one of my favorite episodes.
George just completely forgot.
I absolutely loved it.
He didn't know if this is real or not.
I was in awe. That was probably the episode that I spoke the least amount in, because I was just like, you know, when you meet your fans and they say, don't meet your heroes. I met them and it was amazing.
Wow. Was this the movies video, the games video episode?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. They were dressed in the best velvet you can imagine.
Oh, yes.
How could we not remember this?
I'm so sorry.
There's so many episodes. There's so much lore and history. You have to always look up and read about it again and again. There's so much happening on this podcast.
I think a lot of it goes over people's heads.
Yeah, this is not a one and done. You have to, every episode, there's progression and there's things said, and then there's, you got to put it together. Okay. If there was a Wikipedia on us, it would be the most amazing. It'd be edited all the time.
Why isn't someone writing a Wikipedia right now? It's free.
Yeah.
No one's going to be really that bothered about what it says on the UCP Wikipedia. Wikipedia aren't going to look, are they? I mean, are they going to listen to 213 episodes to work it out? No. They're going to let the experts do what the experts do. This is our chance to write. So if you're American right now and you're like, I don't want to get involved in the Discord, do something decent.
Yeah, Wikipedia us.
Make a Wikipedia for us.
I want a summary of every episode.
We're in here every week, regardless. No excuses. Although there has been some excuses. But, you know, other than the odd excuse, We're here every week, week in, week out, bringing you content. All we ask for is someone to go on and just write the UCP and then just write it's a podcast from the UK. It's above average. That'll do for now. It's a start. RGT, what have you been playing?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Well, you could probably guess the first one. Expeditions. Mm-hmm. I'm about, I think I'm just about hit 70 hours into it, I think. So still a lot of time to go, I think, because I'm about, I think I must be 50 missions in of 79 or 50 expeditions in of 79 expeditions. But this week I did find, because you can find upgrades in the world for your vehicles. So
you know
this,
what you need, don't you?
What?
The girlfriend.
Yeah. Anyway, so
79 expedition missions.
Yeah, and I've done 50 or just over. But I found the, I put it on Discord the other day, I found a bigger boy's wheels, some really good wheels, which only go on certain trucks, but does help a lot. And I found the biggest truck in the game, which is really helping as well.
Sure it is.
Tough, yeah.
That picture of that red truck you had on that slight embankment with the little flowers around, it looked great.
Yeah. It's,
that was an in-game shot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty game, I must admit. They've, the woods and that looks good, but if you're in not Arizona area with the rocks and stuff, it looks stunning. It really does. That's one of the. Is it a few games in this generation where I've gone, yeah, that looks. That's getting that stage where we're truly looking next gen, but this does look next gen. I had a problem in the first week of the game or first couple of weeks where the textures were not popping in under the truck. You had to move your camera, but they done an update a few days ago, and that's fixed all that.
That's good.
So yeah, really looks good. But yeah, loving that. Each mission has taken a while now; they're getting longer and longer missions. But I'm
what because them down. They're longer in miles, or because what they want you to do or the terrain? Which one is it?
No, not so much miles. It's so much as, for instance, I had a mission. Well, I'm on a mission at the moment, which I'm using the big truck for, because you have each truck has inventory slots, but they're varying on what truck you use. But I need a big truck because I've got a seismic vibrator, which to use to see, you know, check the ground. And there's three places you have to do it in, and you have to work out to get there, but you have to make sure you've got enough fuel, but you have to fill slots with other different things. So you can't take quite enough fuel, so you have to work it out. So they take longer. Sometimes you have to go off track, go to an airdrop, reload the fuel, come back to where you were, so you've got enough fuel to get to the next place. So that's more the planning, because you have to take more in your truck. You can't always take the excess fuel you need, depending on the slots you've got.
These are very in-depth. Sorry, Bobby.
No, I'm just saying, it seems very in-depth.
Yes, it is. If like I say, if you played SnowRunner, it's not much more in depth than that, because you'll be used to it. If you're coming into this game afresh, it's going to be a bit overwhelming at first, because you're going to be like, "Whoa, hang on!" There's so much
I asked
to think
you
about.
This last week, RGT, and I'm asking you this again because it's making no sense to me. Why is SnowRunner all of a sudden really easy?
What do you mean, really easy?
I don't know. Missions that me and you historically struggled on.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. Three vehicles needed. Both of us swearing, resetting.
I'll tell you what it is.
Down a road.
I'll tell you what it is, because we weren't into exploring routes. I would try and plan a route. You just drive. You didn't even look at your map. But also, we would go as the crow flies. There's a road straight to it. Shortest route we go. The shortest route is very often not the way to go. because you need to find a clear route. You need to work your way out around roads, around places. If you've got a wide load, you can get it through. So you learn to plan.
The temptation not to stick it in low mode as soon as you start losing a little bit of traction. If you nail it through in auto box at full speed, you're probably going to make it.
Depending on how bad it is, yeah, I think so.
I think before we'd see something, stop, select low gear, 4x4, lock the diffs, and then start going through really slowly. And I think that enabled us to sink, and it got worse.
Mm. And I think also, like with expeditions, I had a mission that I had to do 3 times, and that was to get this big truck. It was called Sunken Truck. It's not far from where, because you can pick which base you start at on the map you are on. So you can see where the flags are for your missions and think, oh, actually, I'll get the closest points. I'll use the least amount of fuel. So you'd get close to where this sunken truck was, and that's that big truck that I had in SnowRunner, the 4-wheel steer, 8-wheeler. I can't remember what that was called. But anyway, that was stuck in. I had a truck that would pull up. That was stuck in this sort of boggy area, and it wasn't far to get there, but you can't bring it back that way. You won't get it back. So you get a look at your map. You've got to work out, oh, that's clear. It's no good trying to pull out through the woods. You'll get stuck in trees. So I ended up nearly going the whole outside round the map. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to stop at some point, go back to a base, get fuel, come back, get it, carry on, you know. And it took me 3 attempts to get it back. Eventually, I'd done it. But when you actually look at that to start with, you think, oh, that's only 1,500 metres away. I can do that. But it isn't. That's the plan and in getting it back. But I love all that side of it. So it's still can't put it down. 70 hours in. I'm hoping I can, go on to completion of this.
Tell me about Wing Commander.
Yeah, Wing Commander. I've been playing Wing Commander 4 on a PlayStation 1. I don't know why. I haven't played the other Wing Commanders. I know 3 and 4 are on the PlayStation. I think the other two are PC, I believe, mm-hmm. 1 and 2. But you don't have to have played the others. Wing Commander 4 is obviously set after 3, but their battle with, I can't remember what they're called, Carivians, was it Carivians? Or the Carafi. The Carafi, that's it. Mm-hmm. And the basic story of this is Blair, who is played by Mark Hamill. There's a big cast in this, by the way. Blair is Mark Hamill. You're retired after number 3. And then
huge stellar cast.
There is actually a big cast in this.
Malcolm McDowell, that guy who wears a fez in Indiana Jones and played the dwarf,
yeah.
and Mark Hamill.
And the guy who played Biff in Back to the Future, Thomas F., whatever his name is.
Huge. He's in it.
It's actually, you've got to remember, I know what it is, you've got to remember that is in the day, this is live action film. They spent like $4 million just filming the cutscenes for this, which was a lot of money in 1996, 97. So it was a big budget. But you could tell that because the actual gameplay was, I think they filmed everything, spent all the budget, and then sort of went, oh yeah, we've got to do some gameplay bits. So the space shooting is okay, a bit repetitive, but it's intriguing. If you like cheesy 90s space shows, you know, like Babylon 5, anything like that, this is right up your street. And that's why I like it. It is very good. It's, like I say, the space combat bit is okay. It's pretty much repetitive.
Was this a hidden gem that we've ruined, or was this never going to be?
I don't
think, sometimes I feel like...
No, I don't think it would be a hidden gem, because everyone knows, one, everyone knows Wing Commander, and two...
While we're on the subject, and I mustn't forget, I thought the original MS-DOS version of Alone in the Dark got a PS1 release. It didn't, but its sequel did. And then obviously the reboot, Alone in the Dark, came out on the Dreamcast, PS2, PS1. It also got a release on PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
You got me thinking about double disc boxes, because I believe Wing Commander is, isn't it?
4 discs. I'm now on the second disc I'm on. I said to someone the other day, if they had the Colony Wars engine and space battling in the cutscenes for the gameplay, this game would be brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But it's, you look how good the graphics are on Colony Wars. Psygnosis got that bang on. They really pushed the PlayStation 1 with that. This is, you even look at when you're in the spaceship, you sort of think, it probably could be a bit better graphics for the PlayStation than this. But it's still fun. It's easy to do. And you just want to follow the story, really. And you, when you're in your base, If you're in your base sort of mothership, you'll have areas like the canteen and that, and you click through the different...
I remember this.
Yeah, and then you can then activate chats or... And there's very, very, very slight decision-making in it, but you'll get one. I think I've had four decisions to make, and I'm nearly halfway through the game. So that'll just pause it, and then that'll say... If someone will say, oh, someone will come up and say, can you buy me a drink? I ain't got the money in the bar.
Question, does it give you that warm feeling like you've just had a couple of packs of Chew-Its and a can of Panda Pop when you see this bad boy playing on a CRTV? Or is it a little bit more like, yeah, I don't like the taste of this?
No, I think, I'll tell you what it is for me. If you do an FMV Mega CD game and you play it now, you look at it and think you need to blur your eyes because it looks like someone sanded your eyeballs off to actually watch it. You know, it looks so grainy. But this is actually, if you're playing this on a CRT on a PlayStation, it looks pretty good. It's good. You know, it's really good quality that they've done. It looks good. It's well acted. Yes, you've got the cheesy
lines. Are you full RGB SCART at the back of your PS1?
I am component into a switcher box.
Challenge RGT, slightly more affordable this week, is to upgrade your most played consoles to a minimum of SCART.
I have upgraded quite a few of them, but I haven't PS1 because it still looks really good on my CRT. So, and then I've got to buy a SCART switch Alexa box.
It's going to look so good on SCART. It's going to
pristine. The worst thing is, I think I actually have a SCART cable for it, but I've only got one input on my TV. I know, but I've only got one input on my TV. But
before and after shots as well, before and after shots.
Just how you like them. You always have to send you before and after shots.
Especially before you deployed your world-famous rim guard.
Anyway, Wing Commander 4. if you're into, like I say, if you're into 90s sort of space dramas, you've got that sort of... you love that cheesy, like I say, I mean, there is cheesy lines in this, which will make you grin. And old Biff's character's got this sort of, he constantly seems to want to be popular and he's not. He's got that sort of almost slapstick style about him, but it's good fun. If I'd have played this back in the day, I'd have been blown away by it, really, because it is like playing a movie. So from what, you know, how much it is, I'd definitely have a go on it if you're into space dramas. Also, I have fixed my Amiga CD32.
Wow.
The power supply blew, so I found a supply. It wasn't cheap. But
what's the first piece of tat you're going to put in that?
Well, I played Nick Faldo's Golf on it. And it's funny.
I bet it's breathing a sigh of relief. It can exhaust all of its power through its caps now.
Yeah, Scott Murray.
What is the money shot game for the CD32? And if it's Zool, I'm done.
You've got to remember, the CD32 is basically disc games just chucked on CD.
It's like Zool, CD. Isn't it?
I think if I would probably say Banshee. That's a really good shooter. That's on there.
That's not a shooter.
I've got Chaos. Chaos Engine. That's good. I've got that. That's a good game.
Did that make it to CD32?
Yes. Yeah.
What improvements did the CD32 offer? I mean, it's 32 bits. It's kicking backside. It's technically a threat to the PlayStation 3DO. What on earth did it bring to...
You don't have to change discs. It's just the same game. That's all they are. They're just put onto CD. But yeah, anyway, so I've been playing at the Amiga CD32. It still needs a few more repairs, but that's going in end of this week, hopefully. And finally, yesterday, after I'd had my rather big lunch, I waddled into the shed, fired up the PS3, which I've suddenly found a bit of love for at the moment. And I started, you know, this is...
You're 3 years behind the times.
And I've also started a game which I have to admit I've never played before because I went into FPS games, but I've started Bioshock.
Well, you texted me about that. I didn't know whether it was a cry for help. I thought, I'm just going to let him get on with it, because if I offer up any opinion, it may sour him or sweeten him. And I want to see... Raw RGT come out of this. So what is Raw RGT's take on 12 years ago's hottest game?
Why didn't I play
15 years ago?
I know, yeah. I've never been in it. I've sort of learned to deal with FPS games now, no motion sickness, that sort of thing. But
this one's steady enough for you.
Yeah, I don't know why I just didn't play this sooner. Unique story, unique setting, You know, I'm only about 2 hours in, but love it. Can't wait to play some more of it. Really good. And it also got me thinking as well, I've gone a bit off piste here. PS3 and your Xbox 360 still look good graphically, you know, acceptable by today's standard. HD. Yeah. I mean, what can you pick a 360 up and a PS3 up for nowadays? 60, 70 bucks?
I think that's a good price, yeah.
I mean, I was looking because I'd recently...
Or less, let's face it. Some of these are like bin warriors, aren't they?
Yeah. And I was... Because I'd recently repurchased a BioShock games because I lost the others, but everyone knows that anyway. But got the BioShock game and...
I don't know them. Why did you lose them?
Was there a flood? Yes. Yeah, that floated away.
But hang on a minute. I remembered the reason. Yeah. Probably not right for air.
No. But £1.50 that game cost. And I thought, I'll tell you what, if you're on a budget, but you want some decent games with a modern, sort of modern standard to them, Xbox 360, PS3, you can build a collection for just pounds, can't you? There is massive games on them systems for £1.50, £2.
You could actually have quite a slick setup. You could have the PS3 hidden away or 360. They're the first wireless era as well, out of the box. No special editions or anything of that. You got hard disk drives in them, so they're doing the bulk of a lot of the heavy lifting in the background as well.
Yeah.
Have yourself a nice secondhand or, you know, a limited edition PS3 or 360 pad in your hand. And as you say, a stack of... Game of the year, 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 game of the year contenders on these things. Mm. And PS2, for me, some of the games hold up when you go back. Some of them are that sort of trying to find their own legs, still trying to work out camera controls.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
It's a bit like, oh, goodness. But by the time you arrive at 360 and PS3, all that's solved. And you really just get the start, the games that we get today, but just with, I say slightly less, but with less fidelity and less maybe sort of scope in the open worlds. But for the majority, as you say, games that would stand up today. Mm.
Yeah.
Gears Trilogy, Uncharted, Last of Us, Halo 3, Master Chief Collection.
I mean, even if you're not into just trying games and hidden gems or anything like that, if you just want the mainline big heavy hitters, there is loads. For
Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, for not a lot of money. You know, you're not going to spend a lot of money and you're going to have a set of collection of games that are going to last you a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got me thinking when I was playing, because I was playing BioShock thinking, this looks great. This looks really, really good. Yeah. The aesthetic of it and that.
Almost even looks great on Switch, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I just thought, wow, this game was £1.50, and I think the other two were about £1 each as well. So for £5 or less, you've got the three games of BioShock, which are all, as far as I know, absolutely brilliant games. You know, and then you can go along with your Batmans and your Red Deads and your GTA. You know, there's a lot to play there for not a lot of money on those systems.
A lot to play. GTA 4, GTA 5.
Yes, sorry, I went off a bit of a side wrangle there, but that was it. That was what I've been playing. So yeah.
That's your side ramble.
Yes.
In terms of side rambles, probably don't feature in the league compared to some of the rambles I've had. I think you should feel yourself a professional. I truly am the cleaner.
Yeah, your sort of gamer juice fever dreams have gone off on a bit of a tangent at times, haven't they?
Game and Juice could have netted us all billions, to be honest, if you'd supported me. if the Americans had gotten the Discord, Game and Juice would be the biggest brand on planet Earth.
Yeah, 100%.
But they didn't. And they're still late to the party.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Bobby, we've listened to RGT drone on about Mark Hamill's best movie. Mm-hmm. We've also heard him whittle on about textures of rocks in the Arizona versus tree textures in the more wooded areas of the greater United States.
I'm starting to realise I'm quite boring, aren't I?
No, I love it.
I think you're interesting, bro. And I love the detail. And I love the passion that comes out when you talk about it.
And he also tried to pass off Zool as the best CD32 game.
I don't believe I did.
But what was that cheesy cheaters game we got over here as well? Was he like they made up a mascot for Quavers or something?
What, Chester Cheeto?
Yeah.
I had Chester Cheeto sunglasses as a kid.
Bobby, what have you been playing?
The craziest mascot of all time is the Domino's Noid.
The Domino's Noid.
Remember that?
What is he, a hemorrhoid? But
I don't know what he is. What? He looks like a weird devil-looking thing.
He's definitely annoyed, isn't he? He's a roid.
We can't talk about it on this show. So the fans are going to have to Google Domino's Noid and what happened to him and why they stopped doing that. Because it's a bit heartbreaking.
Good
so
job.
Forget Chester Cheeto. The weirdest mascot of anything is the Noid. And I had the video game on Nintendo. Yo, Noid.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I have it still physically. It's a wild game. But what I've been playing, same thing, nothing new. Still doing Helldivers 2. I got my brother playing now.
How is your brother?
He's doing all right.
He's got himself a job.
He's doing okay. Yeah, he's working down where he's at now, so he's doing good.
What's he doing? What's his career?
He's doing some warehouse work.
Nice.
Yeah. So, he's doing good. He's got a new car, which is good.
What motor's he got?
So things are moving up. He has a Jeep.
What sort of Jeep?
I'm not sure.
Little one? Is it a Renegade?
Renegade. No, it's not the... You know what? It might be, because it's not the regular Wrangler. It's the other one. The other most popular Jeep. Yeah, it probably makes sense.
I like them.
Yeah,
Renegades.
So he's doing good. Yeah, he needed
Italian.
Too,
it's the Italian styling of the Jeep Renegade that attracts it to the Americans the most.
Really?
Yeah, it's designed by Italians.
Well, you know what? They're good.
They are good. Mm-hmm. Well, good. You want a nice suit? You want some nice shoes? That's you go to the Italians.
Yeah. You know what I prefer though?
Nice Italian.
Now, my only issue is I don't remember. Right, suit jackets. Okay, I'm going off on another little thing here. I don't like Italian suit jackets because I think the Italian, there's no back cut. It's just a normal jacket.
Mm.
Right? Am I correct with that? And the American has one slice in the middle.
You'll see it.
But I think the English jacket has that little tri-flap. Let me Google it just to make sure before we do a community correction on Discord.
I mean, of all the things to get community corrected for, I do believe the discussion of the flap architecture of a suit jacket
and
is something
it's
that I want to see.
It's important. Yeah, it's important. I'm pretty sure that the English has that back flap.
So we've got back flap, but you're more like a school blazer.
Yeah. So the Italian suit is just a regular style jacket. The American has a slice in the middle. I'm all about the British suit, the English suit.
With the flaps.
I love it. I think it's so. You look amazing with that, bro.
It's all an evolution from 17th century English business dress.
It is. But you know what?
The cravat
you walk
became
down there,
the tie and.
You know? That's just me. But anyway, so Helldivers 2, got my brother playing it now.
So who got the new suit? Your brother or you?
He bought a suit.
How's he looking? It fresh or?
It looks good. He got it nice and, tailored. Yep, all that stuff there. So it looks good.
What's your brother's name?
Scott.
Does Scott listen?
Sometimes he listens.
What's his reason for not being in the Discord? Because I think we'd all.
I've
like
asked him many, many times, and I said there's a sports
You've asked
section.
Him. Why don't you just maybe ask him?
And you can. I'll ask him again. And then you can talk about your sports in there. You don't have to talk about, the section.
Yeah.
Bro.
We can talk about, me and him could talk about baseball stats.
Of course. And he would love it. He's a stat master.
Do you think about the stat master and the seal master would end up in almost like a civil war of the Discord? Because I'd pay to see it.
I don't think so, because I don't think he cares about seals. You know
what
he
about,
cares about
seals?
Stats.
What if we created some stats about seals?
Nah, he doesn't care about that. He cares about sports stats. He would tell you why Dan Marino's percentage of touchdowns will be better off for a certain team. than what he would play for. Yeah, he's very into it. He's in depth with the stats.
So he's as in tune with stats as the Seal Master is with seals.
Exactly. And also, he hates stats because that's not how you base a player off of, because you have no idea what they actually did if you just go and buy the stats. Okay, so I scored 500 touchdowns. Does it really matter if I scored 100 game-winning touchdowns? What's the stats on that? He's a stat master.
He is the stat master. Okay. Well, Scott, if you're listening, if you're not in the Discord by the time this What You've Been Playing section's completed, I will personally hunt you down.
Yeah.
The Renegade tires,
we'll go together.
Slashed.
Yeah, that's it.
You know? I will stick four wheels on each corner of you and ride you round upper New York State like a donkey.
That's it. That's it, bro.
Wow.
Get them all tight.
You know, the leafy, more sort of sedate area of New York, country, nice green flowing hills, a little bit like the start of Gun. Me and you, Scott, basically, you're my ride or die, baby.
Yeah, you go up there sometimes, you know, you're in the sticks. That's what it is. It's nothing like the city. It's completely different. It's just a few hours away, you're in another world.
It's what New York would have looked like without concrete.
Yeah, pretty much, 100%, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What you've been... Helldivers 2. Is it still holding your attention?
I love it. Absolutely. Because every game is different. And when you're playing with your boys, it's just amazing. It's funny. It's hilarious.
OG I put Tom a video clip. To get it.
I think I it's said great. No.
You think it's great. Do I need it?
Do you need it? Do you have friends to play with?
I don't. Historically, I don't make friends.
That's the problem. See, you could play it solo and you could play it with randoms, but it's not as fun as yelling at each other and trying to figure things out together. And then telling your friend, hey, you have the arc blaster. Why are you shooting in my direction? You killed me. You know, you have to set these things up.
Me, you, Seb, and RGT.
We could do a Helldivers easily and have a great time with it. Once you get the hand of it, once you start leveling up your character, once you start getting, you know, the proper stratagems on your. On your side, you rock out, man. It's great.
Question.
It becomes very hectic.
Where is Seb? Because I got a drunken phone call from him the other night.
Did you?
He finished at PAX and he had ended up in a bunny house somewhere near Texas or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that. Bobby, what is the bunny house?
It's the bunny ranch.
The bunny ranch.
Yeah.
What was he doing there?
Well, that particular side of Texas is where prostitution is legalized.
Oh, I thought it was Easter themed.
No.
Oh, no. I said...
Maybe anyway, what else you been playing, Bobby?
So
I paid off his business credit card because I thought he was getting his Easter gifts.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a big mistake.
He was very excited and he...
Well, I would be too if you were over there. So... You know, he's in a bit of a jam now, I guess. He'll figure it out.
So what else you've been playing, Bobby?
So I've also been playing Spider-Man 2.
You did start it then. Yesterday, something else, weren't you? What else were you going to play?
Well, I was doing...
Rise of Ronin, you were saying.
I just figured Spider-Man would be much easier and faster to beat. To knock it off the list than Rise of Ronin.
Yeah.
So I feel let me do Spider-Man, knock it out. When I first started playing Spider-Man 2, I was like, didn't feel as the passion as 1 had.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Now that I'm getting a little bit more in it, it's getting a little bit better, but I still don't feel it.
I didn't find the story, me and George about this, I found the story at first, I was a bit, this feels like a bit of a Spider-Man DLC, you know, just a bit of an expansion. But then once I got halfway into the game, then that fired up the story. And then I thought, here we go. And then second half, I loved it.
Yeah, like no spoilers. I'm at the Coney Island section. I just finished that. Yeah. But every time I see an icon on the map, I have to go to it. That's just how I do it, right?
Yeah, that's what I do,
So I've been knocking it out. But I still, you know what it is? Maybe because, I don't know, maybe something's wrong with me personally. But it's just too happy. You know, like everyone's like, wow, my community, and I got to help these people. And I'm like, you have to help everybody?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's more things you got to help your Spider-Man. Like, why am I helping you take pictures for the for your high school thing? What? There's criminals down the block, but let me stop and help you take pictures for your class project.
You know what I mean? That class project was particularly egregious, though, to me.
I just don't get it. Like,
so oddly placed.
Yeah, some
of
some of the side missions are good. Like the whole Mysterio thing was just weird. Why am I in a DJ booth? What is going on with this?
That's what happens when you get 40-year-olds to write cool young characters. They tend off coming off as a bit of a cliche.
Yeah, no, it's just I don't get it, man. I don't know. It's just not hitting me like I thought,
Bobby,
it would.
I don't. I'm sorry to pause you during your critical destruction of Spider-Man 2, but RGT's chewing on something.
No, I'm not chewing at all.
Didn't you have any chop? What have you been eating?
Nothing. No, I've just been running my tongue around my teeth.
Yeah.
Not that.
That's one of the reasons why the videos will never make it to YouTube. Sorry, Bobby. Exactly. I was wanting to get a current diagnosis of what chocolate he was chewing on, but
no.
He's basically seducing us by licking his tongue.
Yeah, I mean, some kind of little dry lip. Gotta give it a licky lick, you know?
There's licky lips, and then there's that.
Hey, listen, to each their own, brother.
Yeah. Well, you're right. So Spider-Man 2, let me sum all this down for you. Let me coalesce it down into a pot. There's some undeniable quality about Spider-Man 2. The gameplay is fun to play.
Oh, no, it's fantastic.
The actual challenges presented within you seem fun. The new traversal methods, the web wings, feel good. They make the city feel easier to get around. But as you bite on this cake, you look at the ingredients, think this should be delicious. And then something just catches in your teeth a little bit. And you're like, what was that?
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's the story. They put more emotion into the story, but the end result was I cared less.
You know what it is? The problem is I just think it was trying to be so wholesome.
Yes.
That it came out phony.
Mm.
And that's a problem with some people in real life, right? Like, you don't like this person for whatever reason. It happens, right? They're a really nice person, but it just seems fake because they're just so nice that until you know that
person. Have you been reading my diary entry about RGT?
No, I have not, but I will now.
This is
relentless. Curious about those little secret chapters in the back of the book. You're right upside down. So,
conspiracy.
Yeah, it just seems like it's fake. Whereas if you actually know that person, it's genuine.
RGT is genuinely a nice person.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking
I think
around.
They try.
I can only
see,
do that because...
But like, you see when he... You could tell he's a nice person. It doesn't come off phony. It's just, that is what it is. And then there's some people who are like him that just seem phony. Like
me.
And I felt like this game is just trying to be too wholesome. I don't know why I feel like that. And I'm not saying that's wrong to be a great person, because it is good to be a great person. It's just, for me, you're doing too much. You know? I'll tell you what,
if Spider-Man was real, or Miles Morales was real, they're swinging through New York, a place you call your home, and you bump into him. And you say, do you know what, Spider-Man, if I may call you that, Mr. Spider, Mr. Man, I don't know.
You know what
how would you greet him if you were being polite in America? Because his last name's Man and his first name's Spider, so you would not call him
Spider-Man. That's it.
Is that not a little bit presumptuous?
No, that's
his
name.
Would you not call
him
Mr. Man, Sir Man?
Absolutely, 100% no. Is he a teacher? No. He's a vigilante. His name is Spider-Man. What's up, Spider-Man? That's it. You know? When I go to the bodega, I don't call him Mr. Fernandez. It's Jose. What's up, Jose? You know? Are you a professor?
I thought that he was a professor at our bodega.
No, he's not. He's just he owns it. I mean, you know, it's a great thing to own something, but he's not Mr. Fernandez. Jose, which is chill. It's a chill vibe. We're not in a professional school setting. You know? I don't call my boss Mr. Boss. I call by my name.
Well, Spider-Man! Spider-Man, you know? What are you doing? You're That's being too it. Wholesome. You're doing too much for people.
Yeah. Do you know what I think? What really needs to happen?
Stop saving you need folks. To, it looks fake.
You need to remove Spider-Man. And what we need is a Batman. That's the kind of vigilante I need.
Yeah, that's slightly darker.
I'm not going to call Batman and be like, oh, Mr. Batman, you know.
No, my... I'm saying you call him Mr. Man. When you get to know him better, you might call him Bat.
Batman. Imagine calling Batman and saying, hey, listen, I don't know, is stuck somewhere. Can you help me get it out? Why would he do that for you?
When why wearing hockey pads?
Yeah, when like a few blocks down, someone's getting the life beat out of him. Go help that person. Stop crime.
I think the Spider-Man games, they're almost like what the comic books used to be like, where everyone who isn't in a gang is really wholesomely nice and everyone loves each other and helps each other. And everyone who's bad has a balaclava on a baseball bat, steals cars and has a gun. You know,
have
they
you
all
done the, yeah.
That's that
fairground area bad. Yet. Have you done the fairground mission yet?
You done must that. Stop.
Did that feel nice to you or did that just feel like too wholesome?
I want it to be over. I don't know why we had to do that. I don't know why.
Because you're having fun with your friends.
I just want to play Spider-Man. You know
First
what I'm saying?
Game was guilty of this.
And Batman, are you walking around Gotham City with your friends in Gotham City? No, you know why? You're going to get mugged every two blocks in Gotham City. That's why you need Batman. You walk
okay,
down.
So your
you walked,
critical analysis of Spider-Man 2 should have had
New York
that.
Just seems too wholesome or too gangy. There's no in between. You know, I live in an apartment building with about another 20 residents in this building I live in. I talked to four of them. I lived here for 13 years now. We don't even talk at all. Not even a hello. It is what it is. Now, if they're in trouble, I help you. You know, I don't have to make, oh, you know what? You want coffee, guys, and make coffees. And no, we're not doing that. That's not how what we do. It just seems like everybody in this New York City they made was just happy-go-lucky until randomly people are coming out of the woodwork with, you know, it's a super. I get it's a Superman game. I get it. I'm going a bit much. I'm just saying. I feel it's fake. It's phony.
I agree. Something not right about it.
I am enjoying the combat. I just kind of honestly want it to end. I just want to get to the end of the game now.
Wow. I wouldn't disagree. Everything about the Spider-Man-y bits I really enjoyed, but the glue that held the rest of it together wasn't anywhere near as satisfying as one. And I've recently gone back and started the beginning of one into the mid-game. Just something more cohesive about it. It misses the like, web wings, know, don't get me wrong, but I didn't come to fly, I came to swing.
And I don't understand the wind tunnels in New York, the wind we have. What wind do you have under a bridge? What is going on? What is this? Number one. Number two, Hogwarts Legacy. Not the biggest Harry Potter fan. I mean, I watched the film. I enjoyed that more than Spider-Man. You had your little bullies in there.
I disagree with you. People were.
I'm just saying. I thought how they made Hogwarts and the land around it was all right. It's magical. You know, you had your little clicks. I enjoyed that part of the story for Hogwarts more than the story of Spider-Man. Obviously, combat, everything else is better in Spider-Man. I just thought the world they presented as Hogwarts was good. I feel they got, from what I know, the heart of it correctly.
Wow. Is that what you've been playing? Is that done and dusted? Or is there more?
What is?
Have you finished your what you've been playing?
That's pretty much it, yeah. Just those two games, really, yeah.
Okay.
What about you now?
Is it my turn?
Anno Portal, are my guesses.
No. MLB, have to say, new menu transitions and all that sort of jazz look great. It's a perfect Portal game. I actually appreciate the fact that they've got different people doing commentary at the different levels of baseball you find within the United States. That's nice, so that's cool. So they've got a more amateur-y guy for the league I'm in at the moment. Face scan worked really well this year. It's still not 100%, but it certainly looks loads better. Don't have to mess around with your character if you want to be yourself. Although, to be honest, I don't know what face scan would do if you just showed it a really clear image of Mark Hamill. Maybe you could play as him.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Call yourself Wing Commander. Mr. Commander. Only when you get to know me can you call me Wing. but MLB, same game. I prefer the new Road to the Show transition, so you're not always in the locker room. You're sometimes on a coach. You're sometimes in your apartment. It just mixes it up, and it didn't need much. Is this enough? Yeah, I think it is. I really do. Some of the interactions in the draft section were a little bit more different this time. Shouldn't have bothered doing the showcase of my skills because I was in the 15th draft anyway. So, yeah, about as popular as Billy Marmite.
Could have been a contender, this guy.
He could have been. He needs to get into Discord, to be fair.
That knee injury.
All these emails are a bit depressing. What else have I been playing? Been playing a bit of Yakuza, so I've got past that fight. Actually ended up being pretty easy in the end. Been playing the business mini game in there where you run all these different kind of companies. It's fun. It's a nice distraction. It's pleasant. Sub-stories are quite cool. I invested in a massive, you know, those little robotic carpet hoovers you get at home.
Yeah.
I met some crazy professor who was like, if you give me invest ¥1 million into this, I'll make one that can clean the streets. And I
recently...
You mean
a vacuum?
Yeah. I invested £1 million into this escapade and then ended up fighting £1 million massive vacuum on the street as it tried to suck me and my friends.
Typical Yakuza.
Super realistic game, guys, I have to admit. Got half a million yen for killing it, and then mate promised me the rest of my investment to be returned to me soon, but he needs to repair it. I was hoping it'd end up being a pound mates. That's like this group of, it's a special move really, but you call in a friend who you've met on the streets who will do something. Some of them are hilarious. Like there's this Yakuza boss who I caught dressed as a baby with some of his lieutenants in this sort of specialist contact bar in Japan. He now is someone I can call on to drop people's defenses. And when you first make the call, this really slick Japanese woman in an apron, like leans forward and she's like, "What's wrong, little man? Do you want a little bit more of a, do you want to play with your toys? Or maybe you want some milk?" And he just sort of goes, "No!" And then rolls around on the floor, smashing his hands on the floor. And that screaming and smashing like lowers other people's defense and attack levels quite considerably. And I do skip some of them, but that one, especially the start of it, I never skip. Roast Space Monk, get in my DMs if you want. "What's wrong? Do you want some milk or a little play with your toys?"
That sounds so wrong. Then again, absolutely, I think there's quite a lot wrong in there, isn't there?
There's so much right.
Hmm.
And for someone who's a mumsy lover like myself, that's perfect. I've been playing that, really enjoying it. It's very sort of fun and rewarding. Yakuza series always is. And I've still got plenty in the back burner in terms of Yakuza to crack through. I've got Change His Name, Like a Dragon and the Two Judgments to do, or Like a Dragon Ishin, whatever it's called. So very excited for that. Recently, after my debacle of thinking I'd bought this game and then realizing I'd not bought this game, I bought Alan Wake 2. Okay. If this show was up to the minute and I'd bought this immediately upon release and played it last year when it came out, would it have been Game of the Year? Yes, it would have. So far on what I've played. Yes,
it's
more
can
of the
be
same.
Your Game of the Year.
It can be, can't it? Yeah.
It sure can.
I don't know if it will be by the time we get to the end of this year, but certainly at the end of last year, oh, yes, Alan Wake 2. Yes, it's a little bit shine torch, shooty, shooty, bang, bang, but the way they incorporate live action gameplay footage, which looks incredible, by the way. Like the delineation between live action and game is seamless. the delineation graphically between live action and game is so well done that you're left thinking, wow. Obviously, it ends, it goes hard cut to a song at the end of every chapter like the first one did, and it's just really nice. Alan Wake 1 now, even remastered, showing its age, it feels like an old game. It plays like an old game. But Alan Wake 2 feels fresh. It looks fresh. It's exciting. It's different. It's almost like the culmination of all the good things of Alan Wake and something like Deadly Premonition boiled down together and spat out in 2023, and it feels really good. And if you've played the first one, I heartily recommend that you play Alan Wake 2. I'm not that far into it, I'd say, maybe a third. Thoroughly enjoying it. I think it's great. Also, just for fun, playing a bit of Uncharted 3. Really enjoying that as well. And I think... and Uncharted 3 is the one out of all of them that I've played the least. I've played it less than the Vita game. I've played it less than 4. I've played it less than 1 and 2. And it keeps rewarding me, you know. It's better that I don't remember it as intimately, because it's like, oh, crikey, how do I fix this situation? Rather than, oh, I've got to go here, do this, do that, do the other. And to be fair, at times, 3 could trouble a PS4 launch game, I think. It looks great.
Oh, it does look very good, yeah. Yeah, very good.
You can tell that they built this concurrently at the same time of Last of Us 1, the original. It's got that vibe and aesthetic and build quality to it. It's enjoyable romp to play on a Sunday afternoon stroke evening. Is that kind of game. And that probably draws us to the end of what you've been playing. Bit of a disjointed show. Any community corrections, RGT? Because normally they would happen here.
Let me just double check. I don't know if there was, to be honest. Let's have a look. Community corrections. No, we just had Bada Bingster chucked in the history of slaps and beans for us after last week's show.
Oh, we did. You demanded it. You got it.
Yeah. We just had a space on a few different movies. The main protagonist being Bud Spencer, who's Italian, and Terence Hill, who's American. Movies are epic, like over-the-top slapstick movies, but so much fun. I believe the studio is German, as they were quite popular in Germany too. So that's sort of the rough.
What a European hot tub disaster that's actually produced something of reasonable quality.
But he said he thinks the films are on Prime as well, dubbed on Prime, so... if anyone ever wants to catch up on
those. Nothing holding you back from being a full Slaps and Beans fanboy, getting the games, the T-shirt, the videos.
Exactly. We also had from Boba. He just done hashtag bring back listener Stingray.
Oh, well, as if luck would have it, as if by magic. Seamless show.
Link.
Yes. You wanted it, so we're going to give it to you. But before we give it to you, our cheese tea's going to give it to you. Don't give it to you. Bobby's going to give it to you. Before we give it to you, tell me if I've listened to the show, and to be fair, if they survived the Easter Fun special this far, something about this show really sings to a little bit of their heart. And bizarrely, they're not related to us. So they really must be a unicorn. They've listened and they've said, do you know what? I've loved this so much. I'm going to go download the whole back catalogue. I'm going to leave reviews everywhere. What else makes me a good listener? I'll tell you what else makes me a good listener. Join the Discord. But if I didn't want to do that, what would make me a supreme listener, RGT, is if I wanted to support the show. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not stupid. Pretty tech savvy. On the description of the episode on my podcast player, it says at the bottom, support the show.
Yes.
I'm clicking on there. You're not going to believe this. My favourite podcast that I listen to every single week. And I'm from Iowa, right? Just minding my own business. But I love this show. I listen week in, week out. Never miss a show. Ever. Mm-hmm. Iowa City. Is that a place, Bobby?
Iowa is.
Iowa. Iowa City, Iowa.
Don't know about that, Iowa City, but Iowa definitely is.
Okay. Let's say Iowa City is a place. And if... we've nailed on now. Everyone's like, oh, crikey, this guy actually is describing me. For $3 a month, Okay. How much is a bodega coffee, Bobby?
$2.50.
$2.50.
Mm-hmm.
So 50p more than the cheapest piece of crap bodega coffee you could imagine.
Or a month. Bodega coffee is phenomenal. It's better than Starbucks.
You're kind of ruining my sales pitch. Okay.
I'm sorry.
For $2.50 of the best coffee you've ever tasted in your life, does 50p, 50 cents more feel like too much of a stretch? A month. You're buying this bodega premium hot Joe daily, but you don't go on a Sunday because you got the day off. We'll spend one of your weekends worth on the show. And what would that level of support mean to us as a brand? Does that help us support the podcast fund for putting the show out, for hosting the show indefinitely? Because they can go back and listen to episode 2 right mm-hmm. now.
Oh, yeah. It helps with absolutely everything from equipment to our live shows to merchandise to anything. It just helps us.
And my athlete's foot powder.
Exactly. And you use a lot of that. I mean, you'll need more than $3 a month to cover that bad boy. But
medicated talc is not cheap.
No, it's not. And not for the amount you need. I mean, that's hideous.
I'm basically trying to get my foot to look like a clicker cosplay.
Yeah, you're not far off, to be honest. You've done a great job.
Cut your lip as it left your mouth the other day, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. It definitely did. Left part of it behind as well. that does really help us. Just even as little as $3 is a big difference to us and very, very much appreciated.
Also, Iowa City is a real place.
So, Iowa City, Iowa. There's this American book. He's walking down the street. You're looking handsome, by the way. You just caught the sight of your reflection in the glass of your car, and you're thinking, I got it going on. And to be honest with you, that's a compliment I would pay $3 for. Therefore, this guy, ergo, just give us the money. It's secure. It's online. It's sort of supported and funded by the largest podcast host in the world. So your secrets and money are safe with us and them. So jump on board, get on board, pay the monies. Tier one, as an example, RGT, $3, what they're going to get? They're going to get the name in the credits at the end?
Yes, get read out on the show. Have your name read out every week.
And no doubt we'll make that fun as well, won't we?
Yeah, and then if you know we always say about Discord and that's open to everyone, but, you know, we'll help you get access to that as well and jump in and meet the people who you hear us talk about on here. But mostly, yeah, you'll get read out every week, so...
Perfect. And to everyone who has supported, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. You are a literal game changer. So enjoy your tier perks. And the early adopter boxes are getting very close, aren't they, RGT?
Yeah, just waiting on a couple more products. But other than that, we're just about there. So they will be shipping.
And then me and you are having a tape party,
mm-hmm.
tape worm party.
Yep. So, yeah, we're having all the big... what they call it, soiree, as they say. The VIP launch party.
Well, if me and you go, right, and we finish the boxes at the same time, we could claim that back, company expenses.
Exactly. Yeah. Think ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Done. All right. Now, if this show was slick, super slick, and it was worth $3 a month, and let's face it, it probably isn't. But if it was, we'd have gone to Community Corrections. You'd have mentioned Boba. We'd have had a seamless link into Listener Stingray because it's a special treat. Can't do it too long because I'm meant to be. Or should we just do Inglorious Pets?
No,
they want the stingray. They want to listen.
Let's do the stingray. Yeah, come on, let's do the stingray. Okay.
Listen to the stingray. You wanted it back. So, listen to stingray was a selection of things on Instagram where people uploaded their shots of the tap they'd picked up that week. They put hashtag listen to stingray, and then we would read them out. We're a slightly more advanced creature now. We've gone from axolotl. We've now actually got hoofs. Maybe we're running on the ground. We are now large enough, or have been for some time, to have a Discord. There's a section in there called Listener Stingray. Most people would gate that away, but we don't do that. We're not that slick, to be fair. And why can I not find Listener Stingray on my list here? What have I done wrong? Oh, further just... proof that I don't know how to use the Discord. I'm looking
in the middle.
Island.
It's a little below the middle section of the Farmerton Town Hall, my friend.
I must have caught with my really big finger one of those little arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Closed it off. Here we go. Listen to Stingray. RGT's uploaded. So Rimguard Thomas, he's uploaded a picture.
Oh, my good God.
Skyforce Reloaded, telling Tingle Tuna what a great game it is.
Yeah, it's because he bought a Darius HD, as you can see the picture on
which
there.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, so Rimguard Thomas also uploaded a picture of Darius 2 on the Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tingle Tuna has actually uploaded this picture as a Darius HD.
Yeah.
On the Switch.
Can we just say RGT? Do we need the rim guard or
I just want the new people to know that you're a fan of baseball.
Okay. Can you just say you've just said I'm a fan of baseball? So we'll just stick to RGT, maybe? Yeah, basketball. Yeah.
One thing I've got to say about the cover of Darius HD on the Switch is it looks like that ITV show called Reboot.
Don't remember.
I prefer the Sega Saturn cover, to be honest.
Yeah, that's good artwork on the Sega Saturn one. Darius 2 looks really good.
The next image I see is one that the whole Discord is awash with. It's AI imagery that Digital Monkery creates in a moment's notice.
On point with this, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what is going to come out of today's episode.
I've had it. I am going to be destroyed.
I guarantee you we've seen nothing. We've left like the biggest prizes on the table and we're going to end up with like Bobby's carrot or something like that. Some random thing we didn't even realise we'd said.
Mm-hmm.
So Fat Zangief looking great. Tummy's looking a little bit sore, a little bit bloated.
Looks a bit gassed. He also posted a DVD of Ghostbusters Afterlife, which I just saw yesterday, actually.
Mm.
Not bad. Thought it was decent. Don't know what the complaints are about it was. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose my only complaint about all these movies at the minute is just give me something new. Where's the young kids' new Ghostbusters their equivalent of that? What's going on? Mm. So that was Digital Monkery desagulating copy of Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Afterlife. Just for Sealmaster, which is Sealmaster. Elliot is wild.
Retro Gamer Thomas, his local town, little gaming store, paying him a considerable amount of money, one would imagine, to promote Retro Revival.
Yeah. It's got loads of games in there now as well. So I was doing my little bit for the community and saying, if there's any games in there, guys, you do see that you need for your collection and you live the other end of the country or live abroad, let me know and I'll snap them up for you and get them sent to you. So
there's plenty of collectors in there.
Yeah. Oh God.
Then RGT also posted a new PlayStation doormat, which looks fantastic, along with a display of some of the stuff inside Retro Revival.
Yep. I tell you what, if we do a UCP doormat, maybe we should just get my face on it. Bit of merch.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't mind wiping my feet on that every time I go in.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, nice.
Easy peasy.
Big muddy
Encourage
shoes.
People to get their shoes clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bang all that mud out.
The Gaming Gram has posted some backlog for the PS5. Helldivers 2, Judgment, The Last of Us Part 1, Like a Dragon, and then just Judgment.
Oh, let's have a look at this. This seems like something I should be into. Oh, yeah. Oh, hello. There's something quite nice about the white spine top section.
Mm, yeah.
Iconography really that I quite like.
Digital Monkery has posted a beat up looking Xbox for parts.
He's got a couple of them, though.
Only 35 pounds.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. The other one says 50, 35. Oh, they're both 35 pounds.
Power lead only Xbox One console.
Mm-hmm.
Have you zoomed in on the disc slot of that top one, though? What is all that brown, scabby material?
I don't know.
Its teeth before you
what
put it
people
online,
do
did you, Munkery?
With in their house and their consoles, but that is wild. Looked like it was by a very a humidifier of some sort, something throwing
it,
lots
it
of
looks
moisture.
Like it's been fed human scabs
yeah,
for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Poured a jug of gravy in there.
Looks like a dry lip, you know? Looks like a dry lip.
Living on its side, Maureen, pour that gravy in there.
It needs some gravy for sure.
Hang on a minute. I'm just starting to piece together where this shot's taken. And it's actually... Is that Digital Munkery's crotch rocket?
It's on his lap. Yeah, it's on his lap.
Interesting.
That's interesting. Looks like it's in the back of a car, too. If you look at the reflection of the Xbox, it looks like there's two seats up in front of it.
Oh, it definitely is, because I can see his automotive belt buckle.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm wondering, is he in the back seats? Because I see a 70-30 split car seat in front of him.
Well, I have a question. In the upper right-hand side of this corner, it looks like a bottom of a foot. Perhaps.
I wondered if it was a foot. But look how big it is in scale to that plug. Now, my other question is, how is a plug that small next to that Xbox, which is also quite small? So that's
also another weird thing about it is in the bottom right-hand corner, it looks like a pinky. Like a left pinky.
The mystery deep.
We're getting to the bottom of this photo right here.
And I thought it was a stray hair, but I think it looks like a scratch on top of it that looks like a kind of just a hanging booby.
Well, I think the reason he's in the back of the car is because he's now rolling the RGT way. He's probably took his Switch. He's been chauffeured round. He's playing some games. He knows how to roll. He knows how to live.
Yeah, he does.
This is catching on. I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. This is catching on.
Drive me, Mrs. Digital Munkery. I've got too many games to complete. Digital Munkery's been busy because he's slapped up. Also, what looks like in the back of his car, unless he's knelt down.
He
could either
boot.
Be knelt down.
I think that he has a chauffeur.
He locked off.
He has a chauffeur. Clearly, he's being driven around. The places.
His hand in the image there looks a little bit like his foot in the last one. Bit confused, I'll be honest. Look out, Tingle Tuna's rocked up with a brace of 80s goodness. He's got Howard the Duck, possibly the greatest soundtrack ever recorded for a film. Batman, the original, 89.
Well, it's not the original. It's just Batman. There's only one movie called Batman, and that is this movie.
I'm going to wildly agree.
There's Batman 66, or it's Batman the movie, which is 1966, and then there's Batman, which is 89.
This is Batman,
and then there's the Batman from 2023.
Okay, Batman, Howard the Duck. And what looks like from the image, what's that? Last of the Summer Wine? They are walking off into the it's Clockwork Orange. Same thing. who's this? Here. Rimguard's back in action.
With Nightcaster.
Yeah, he got inspired after watching Dan the Games Man. So
and
he's
trying to defeat the darkness.
Wow. Looks good. That game looks
like a nice cover.
Yeah, I know the cover that does justice, but the game looks quite good.
No, the cover looks okay. It looks interesting.
Yeah, it's like an isometric sort of dungeon crawler sort of game from what I can make out from footage I've seen.
Ooh, you see, I like those. I like that.
You've got an Amiga CD32 power supply. Looks
a
official.
New one. Yeah, new modern version. Yeah, the guy who makes them, he bags them up like an official product. So, but they're very good, very, very good power supply. So it saves you
Gaming Gram. I mean, I feel like I'm talking, I feel like Retro Visions here talking about some really old. Do you remember when he used to load up all those circuit boards for us to look at?
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are.
Yeah, the
right
Gaming Gram is on.
He's got
like a Dragon
again.
Fix.
Yeah.
slap that up everywhere.
He also got some Funko Pops, the UK edition of Barkingham and Trish Stratus. Next picture
up. Oh, yeah. I see it now.
Now, Trish Stratus is an icon.
Yeah. Agreed.
She was everybody's girlfriend in that era.
Hand friend.
Oh, Gaming Graham's hitting a PS5 game, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's chewing them up.
I was going to say.
Into the mockery.
What an awesome backlog, though.
He's got a Power Idols. So it looks like Sonic's bottom half has been lopped off and glued onto the iconic PAL edition artwork of his first game.
I might just add these are also available in Retro Revival.
All right, Boba is up next. Mockingjay Part 2 in 3D. Machete Kills, which was a wild film. The Wolverine, which was eh. And Star Wars Force Awakens, which was eh.
Smart case on that, though, isn't it? Is that Dark Side Edition or something, does it say on there?
Yeah, choose the dark side.
Sleeve that came with it at the time.
And I like that. I like the dark side. Choose it. Now, your rating system, this says 12. Is that our equivalent to PG-13 over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sealmaster, he's rocked up with Kick-Ass 2 and the Art of Video Games.
Not bad.
I'm a bit concerned, though, because get onto that image and do some zooming.
That doesn't look. That does not look sealed. That is not.
I know what George is thinking. You're thinking of an overheating problem here.
Get yourself.
I'm thinking of an overheating problem.
In the Naughty Boy section, not only is your PS5 upside down, you clown, right? But you've left no side ventilation. If that's not a molten piece of plastic tomorrow, Sealmaster, I don't know what we're
Where is
do.
This photo?
Just look underneath his Kick-Ass. Then he's got all the video games, and then you can see his entertainment unit. And he's got the PS5 so tightly squeezed in there.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I see it now. Wow.
That's the reaction of someone who sees a PS5 in a non-ventilated area.
His PlayStation is upside down, my friend.
Yeah. I know. That triggered me initially, but
this is we have to immediately DM him right now, live. Flip that around, buddy.
Yeah, and also put it in somewhere with a bit more room, Elliot.
Yes.
That's Sealmaster.
A puddle of plastic.
This is wild. Man, we're discovering things here, man.
We're recording.
Yeah.
I've noticed your
big problems. Big
PS5.
Problems.
Live as well.
Live.
Would you live?
Mm-hmm.
Game live. Chips.
Not acceptable.
It's not. It's wild.
You don't have to tell him off.
Report to Rimguard Thomas immediately.
Oh, God, this Rimguard thing. Is that the new thing in the show now? Destroy me every week in a different way.
Well, it's either your turn or mine, and this week it was you.
15 DM complaints last week.
Up next, we got Tingle Turner showing off some Turin.
Tuna. Please say tuna. Tingle Turner.
It's tuner. Tuna.
T-U-N-A.
Tuner?
Yeah.
Tuna, yeah.
Tingle, like he's tuning something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tingle.
It's tingle. All right. That makes sense. Then up next, we have what my mom used to call my underwear. Super skid marks when I was a kid. Coming up with a video game
Rimguard,
over here.
Rimguard, I tell you what. Why is this the Stingray, your personal puff piece?
I just, when people are showing their new games, I just show them other games that are similar and I upload images to say, oh, you might like this game as well, or you might like that.
Now,
game. It looks like Bada Bingsta is showing off a Game Station 2.
This has
awesome.
Got me so
awesome.
Hyped.
With Logic 3. What is
want
this?
One of these.
What
it's
is
like
this?
A, you put your loose discs in it.
Yeah.
So you get rid of your games and you have this library of six drawers. I don't think it's that even that.
Get out of here.
That you stick either on top or below your PS2, and it almost.
I've got an Xbox.
I don't know what the full.
You know what's crazy? He doesn't even describe it. He just throws the pictures in there and let you figure
it
out. I love
it. And I rocked up like that was literal digital Viagra.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Love that.
That's great.
Straining the whole bag of tricks. I'm not even mucking around.
If we scroll up again,
Hold up. Digital Monkery has had his pocket money come in. He's blown 70 bucks on an aged piece of Master System tat. Must be super a good off-road game. Well, I remember that being good on other formats. RGT, what's it like on the Master System?
I haven't played Master System version. I've only played, I'll say Super Nintendo, because I know people don't like SNES. But...
Oh, my goodness.
Scrolling up. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead. I'm getting a little excited.
Hang on a minute. Mrs. Digital Monkery won't allow him to have it until he completes another game.
I'm not being funny. Is he in the boot again on there?
Yeah.
He's just on his knees in the boot.
I think he's just permanently on his knees.
It looks like he's wearing some type of weaponry apron. Like he's looking down and there's lots of pockets in there. Does it look like an apron?
Is this what people wanted from Stingray, listener Stingray? Because I don't even know what it is. I think in his part time, he creates woodwork.
That makes sense. It looks like a woodworking apron.
And that's
apron.
The pouch where he might stash the chisel or a fret saw.
Yeah.
Chisel pouch.
And a left-handed backsaw as well. Moving up, RGT is
the only
sharing,
thing Seal which... Master can come back with is Rimguard, the dirty euphemism. That's all he's put.
I told you.
So he's not bothered about his PS5 overheating or not.
Or upside down.
Why did you say I've complained?
I told him to report to Rimguard Thomas immediately.
So we haven't even finished a show. We've had the first complaint about Rimguard. We haven't even finished recording.
To be fair, it wouldn't be the first time I've dedicated an whole episode to apologising to an offended community.
No, probably not.
I'll tell you something
else. It won't be the last.
No. RGT is up here again.
Yeah,
and so I think this is a Forgotten Realms Demon Stone.
Mm.
Now this was a decent game.
Mm. I like the look of the cover on that of it.
I really like
Hang
this
on.
Game.
Enough of blowing smoke up Rimguard's hole
steady
for a minute. Because we've got new
listeners. Oh, we do.
Joseph. Okay. When you wheedle through enough of this stuff, you find a man of quality and taste. He's picked up a PS4 Pro, which works. He's got a copy of Days Gone. He's got a plethora, a smorgasbord of PlayStation 3 titles. But in the background...
He does like his PS3, Joseph, doesn't he?
He's got his PS4 stacked up like a graveyard. He's got a PS3 slim just peering in on the side. He's got a PlayStation 1 beneath the GameCube, black. He's got a PSP white, crystal white as well. I think he's the actual...
That's a nice PSP there.
What is happening? Where are we?
Scan up a few more, and there's Joseph. He's got the Lost video game. He's got Splinter Cell trilogy.
Bad
Company. Oh, he's got the.
He was a little bit early, but he'd gone and got himself a Peter Rabbit Dairy Milk Easter egg.
I see a PS Vita.
Where's the Vita? PSP.
PSP. Sorry.
Some SCART to HDMI converter just loosely tossed in behind Days Gone. What is that box we're looking at with the Pac-Man and Sonic? It says Nintendo. Is that a Wii U limited edition box?
Looks like a Wii U box, doesn't it?
That's not that.
Yeah, so if you look on the side of the box, there's a tablet on there with the pen.
That's it, then.
Yeah.
Fat Zangief's turned up with a copy of Spaced Series 1 and 2.
Oh, what a show.
What a show. Rimguard, here he is again. He's been and bought the PS5 edition of Witcher. Still not played it. Add it to the pile.
Joseph's back.
Oh, my goodness. He's got a Deadpool controller holder.
Yeah, that's dope.
My favorite type of controller holder is over-the-shoulder controller holder.
Oh, aren't they all?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's got here, though.
The Order, 1886.
He has
Army of Two, 40 of Day.
Army of Two. Who's played Army of Two?
I thought it was great. I love the teamwork in that game. I wish they brought it back.
Nice.
Yeah, they had that sort of online story mode, didn't they? You could play co-op.
Yep. Challenge.
He's obviously been down the charity shop because he secured every football game for the last 15 years.
Both American and European.
He's not mucking around. The Sealmasters picked up All Quiet on the Western Front. And yes, some other tat.
I bet Sealmasters got
Dream Scenario and Wonka.
Gaming Grams just pulled out the deluxe edition of WWE 2K24 with two beautiful looking female wrestlers emblazoned across the front of it. Now, there's a man that has stored his PS5 in a decent way, lots of ventilation around it. I'm a bit sort of confused though, because it almost looks like he's got the PS5 ratchet strapped down to his entertainment suite.
I think that might just be a cable.
No, I think he lives on a ship. And he's planning for different sea states. Because if you look underneath, he's also lashed down his Series S as well.
Yeah, it looks like it is lashed down.
So what's that all about?
Maybe he lives in an earthquake area.
I know what I'm more looking at. He looks like he's got very, very comfortable pajama bottoms on.
Oh, he got them lounge pants, baby.
Oh, man.
He's got the tartan lounge pants. Look like they've almost got an element of fur to them.
Mm, yeah. I would not mind slipping into
that. That's that Scottish breezy pants right there. And then we got a box that Bada Bingsta just picked up with a PS2.
His other half's dad's given him this.
And some games, yeah.
And he's probably got the legendary Logic 3.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers in Arms. Digital Monker is just lobbing up evidence that Digital Monker, that Bada Bingsta's pad collection is worth at least £18.
And if we keep scrolling up a little bit later, we got Digital Monker showing Real Space Monk. Sega Saturn, Sega Rally Champions.
Oh, yeah. He picked up Sega Saturn, didn't he?
Yeah. That looks like an interesting game.
Yeah, it's a good game, that is.
Mm-hmm. You got Fat Zangief showing off Grand Theft Auto 5 on the Xbox One. You are schooling people of a little battery inside of a... What is that? An Xbox?
No, that's Sega Saturn. And also, I just noticed on... Digital Monkey's short he done on YouTube the other day. He was changing the date on his Sega Saturn. So to stop doing that, Digital Monkey, pop the little battery in the back there. They're cheap as anything. It's just a little toy. And then that'll reset the clock and you won't have to keep changing it every time you start.
Well, it only uses that battery when it's not plugged in.
Yes.
You learn something every day. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. So if I think I might even have spare batteries of those. Digital Monkey, DM me. If I've got one, I'll send it to you, and then you can just pop it in the back. So I'll save you doing that.
And if we keep going a little bit more
Can I just say, this is the last entry of Listener Stingray this week, because Scotty Too Hottie, the real-life incarnation, Scotty Marathon Gaming, Scotty Too Shotty, has turned up, no word of a lie, on what looks like a kitchen bar seat.
Ooh.
He's thrown down a copy of Forbidden Siren.
Sega Game Gear Plus.
He's got the Sega Game Gear. Now, the thing we all want to know more about is, where is this? Is this Marathon Gaming's kitchen?
I'm thinking it's his kitchen, because if you look on the floor, I'm not sure if he has children. It looks like a children's book.
I'm curious, George. A very rare copy of a Pokemon card is just thrown down there.
Because he's got so much quality.
He's got so much stuff, money.
Looks like a beautiful white cabinetry. It looks like a cabinet. Definitely looks like those,
a bar.
Those countertop bars you have in your kitchen nowadays.
But looks what's very nice. The silver bar running all the
That's
way
That's probably for your feet placement.
Oh, yeah. Got a foot
rest. You know, sometimes your feet get heavy. Yes, that's what it is. This guy's classic.
Tilt back in that chair, feet in the stirrups.
Uh-huh.
Forbidden
You can sit down for a while if you got a stirrup. If your legs are free floating, you're going to have a lot of back pain, you know?
So do we all need to game in stirrups?
I mean, if you're going to sit high, you know, if your feet ain't planted, you got to do something.
Mm. Yeah, because just to get that extra grind, you need that grip.
Right.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm just noting this down.
Yeah.
Stirrups needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you need the extra grind,
grind,
you need
extra
grip.
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 Yeah.
Lovely. I've put stirrups, grind, extra, and grip.
Cool. Looks amazing.
This is why you never seem to revise as well as you, you know, learn in class, because your notes are substandard.
Yeah, my notes are terrible, and I can barely read them because my handwriting's terrible.
Mm. Okay.
I'll be honest,
you
know.
As she was a doctor, fast track. First test passed. Can you read your own writing? No. Perfect. Start issuing class A.
I could read my own writing up until 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, it's garbage.
It's got a message off earlier.
I thought it was just me. My writing has a sell by date too.
If I have to go back and look for something, you guys are no big trouble. Big trouble.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that draws Listener Stingray to a close. Scotty came in. We want more of your tat uploaded in there, people. Let's face it. You know, when it gets quiet, we need a clip show. And Listener Stingray's that. Okay? Mm-hmm. So upload pictures, gaming-related tat that you found, that book you picked up at the charity show. It doesn't have to be gaming-related. If you've got any UCP merch, stick it in. Let's have a photo of it. I mean, nothing would get me giddier than seeing someone display limited edition UCP t-shirts, because some of the ones from series 1 and 2, they're hen's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, RGT, I never thought about this. We've actually artificially created quite a scalper's market for the merchandise.
I'm telling you, the lore. You walk around one of those shirts with no context. What is this? What's going on? Obviously, you don't watch the show.
Mm.
No. They don't. Mm. Nice. I like what you've done here. You've made an exclusive, inclusive club.
Mm-hmm.
RGT looks confused. That doesn't really hit his notepad.
What's going to happen is...
No, that's just my natural look.
It's going to hit. It's going to be like, damn, how can I get one of those? And we're going to have to just do a Nintendo Switch version of those old school memorabilia from the NES days.
Creating our own rare mark.
Mm. Well, if that's not rare, I tell you what, it isn't rare. And that's a fact. People that have subscribed to various tiers of the UCP, one of the new segments is that they will get their names read out. We're going to have some, what I would call, outrageous fun with this scenario. RGT threatened to send me something about this, the tears. He said something about tears. I should have listened at the time.
Yep.
Good job.
You're is the one with the confused face.
And I wrote them all down because I'm a very good boy. So do we do the outro and then we do it, or do we do this and then we do the outro? Because I'm confused.
Do this in the outro.
Yeah, do this in the outro. Take in turns, read them out.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we go any further, very quickly, three words or less, RGT, what are you hoping to play?
Expeditions, BioShock.
I like the way you took the as your third and first word. Bobby, three words or less, what are you hoping to play?
Helldivers 2.
That's cool.
That's three. Helldivers 2. Spider-Man 2. Forward, sorry.
Hyphen. I'll let you have it. Mm. You just look too handsome for me to say no to, if I'm honest with you. George, what are you hoping to play in three words or less?
Oh, God, I'm thinking. If you could see the look on his face at the moment, it looks almost pain.
Yakuza Wake Chart.
Copy. Got it. I understood it.
All right. Okay. That's how we do it around here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's give them what they really came for. It's the subs list.
Mm-hmm.
For fun, because there's three of us, we're going to take a name each.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few here, and we're very proud of you guys for the support that we have been offered. And the level that you're supporting us at is great. If you're listening now and you do want to end up being a sub and you don't want your name read out, that's totally fine. If you do, start from as little as $3. But don't forget, the show will always be free and the Discord is free. But there are sections of it going forward that will be walled off. You've got to have something, haven't you? Really, you need something, a little bit of something, something. But to the great and the unwashed, they still get the show free. They can still join the Discord free. If you're the great and the unwashed from America, get in the Discord and stop mucking about. To those that have gone to the next level of human evolution, what's the first name out the hat? RGT.
Trestles, New York.
Bobby, what's the next name out the hat?
A Bada Bing Star.
Oh, which means I get to welcome and thank this kind gentleman, who's also devilishly handsome, Tingle Tuna.
Then we've got Digital Muggery.
Get in the cupboard with me, baby.
Yeah. Then we have a Celtic Brethren, Roast Space Monk.
Is it me next?
Yes.
I forget.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let me welcome in the current reigning heavyweight wrestling champion of the world, weighing in at undisclosed weight, coming from undisclosed location, parts unknown, the Gaming Gram.
Then we've got Bald Border.
Then we have our community president, Boba.
Boba. Boba Lobba, Boba Loba, Boba. Coming in next on what looks like a hoverboard, not the kind from Back to the Future 2, the rather disappointing real-life version, which is now the sort of trip hazard you find at a car boot, but a man who dodges them at the car boots but still rides one like an absolute god, is Marathon Gaming.
Then we have the one and only Seal Master Elliot.
Then we have my brother from another mother, a fellow Ginge, a fellow red-headed stepchild, Ginge.
One absolute stud, and my son as well, my adopted child. Next out on the list, here she comes. Here come the girls. Woo! Woo! It's Emma Sharp.
And we've got the absolutely gorgeous and one of my heroes of what I meet. It is Harvey Retro. That guy is so cool.
He is.
And then we have a very special person. Somebody who is creating their own game. Okay? Very, very unique. My man, nowhere from Berlin, also an honorary guest of the show.
Without a doubt.
Showing we're not afraid here to beg. The woman that created us in her own womb for money, Mumsy.
And then, I don't know why this one fell on me, but there's the RGT fan club.
For all those that love that new Rimguard product.
Yep. Soon to hit the store shelves, so keep your eyes out.
Is it me next?
No, it's my turn. It's my turn.
Okay.
But we got my boy who just moved in upstairs. Billy Marmite.
Okay, you've gone with that one, which leaves me to thank Pete Brocklehurst for his most generous monthly subscription. That is the different tier supporters read out, and thank you to each and every single individual one of you. You're making the difference. The show is hopefully going places this year, RGT. We've got some outdoor experiences to unveil for the UK. Sadly, we need to just curb. If you want us to come and do a show live in Holland, get in the Discord bare minimum, and I will bankroll it. If you want us to do a show in America live, get in the Discord bare minimum, and I will. I'm going to regret this, Mumsy. Right,
but credit I'll bankroll card maxed.
It. I'll bankroll it. Okay, if one of these people was to join and sub. There ain't a limit on what I won't do.
That is true. There isn't a limit to what he won't do.
He's our unsung hero.
Yeah, let's paint it that way, RGT. Yeah. Let's not drag it down the dirt where you
All want I was going to say is you ought to see him with a walnut whip. That's what I'm going to say.
They don't want to see that. That's why I'm not going to do that. You never heard so many people simultaneously gag around the world as if.
But they do want to see you ride those arcade games on that motorcycle. Because yeah. that was.
If you want to see George Fast on OnlyFans. Yeah, see George on OnlyFans with a walnut whip chowing down on that like you've
Gorgeous
never seen.
George. Yeah.
Join the Discord, get the link. I will put videos of me on OnlyFans if that's what you want. Come and tell me in person.
Yeah, just tell them, George.
Help me find a new way to live that doesn't involve the 9-to-5 grind. And if that involves a little puckered picture up on OnlyFans, it'll be done quicker than a five knuckle shuffle the first time that you. I'm going to stop. Let's just set it up and fast. Okay.
Yes.
Do we have anything more to impart to them on this rather silly and outrageous journey through the UCP, which is Easter fun? An episode for the long-term listener.
It's
maybe.
Also April Fool's Day here in America.
So none of this is real?
Could be, couldn't be.
So RGT did or didn't do that? Oh, everything's deniable. Perfect episode.
I've just got to say a thank you, which I forgot to do last week.
Is this real or not now, though?
This is real, a real thank you. I forgot to mention last week that my good friend Bald Border, as a present for Christmas, had taken me to Vector VR in Norwich. We went and done that 2 weeks ago, which was immense fun. Yeah, that was best VR I've ever been in. That was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
That's dope.
I can't remember the name of the game. I'm really sorry. I'll try and find it and put it on Discord. But we're in a subway station and there was a zombie apocalypse and these zombies all coming out with shadows and you were having to load your gun, put the magazines in the gun with your teeth.
Get out of here.
Oh, so real. And you could
get out of here. I love it.
Yeah. It was, great fun. So, yeah, thanks to Bald Border and Anna for that. Yeah, it was fantastic. So,
what an absolute hero.
Yes, enjoyed that. We're going to go.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Exactly.
Yeah, remember that. On that note, I think it's that brings us to an end. A neat little bow thrown up on top of an Easter bouquet. Looks wonderful. So thank you, gentlemen, for your time, your support. Thank you to the listeners out there, the silent but violence, the ones that aren't shy to get their wallets out. We do appreciate you. We love you all equally the same. Maybe the support is a little bit. No, the cyber violence. Upgrade. Evolve into the axiotl of the Discord and we'll love you even more. And you'll make new friends as well. So
yes, definitely.
To that guy walking down the street in Iowa, he can either put his hand in his pocket and get his wallet out or he can go on his phone on the app and do it that way. Join the Discord.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you. Have a great Easter, what's left of it.
You too.
And listeners, that's all we have time for this week. Thank you for your time. We look forward to the pleasure of speaking to you again next week. Until then, happy gaming. And remember, there's nothing wrong with being given the unofficial controller. It's what you do with it that counts. See you, gentlemen.
Later.